This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Here we go again, friends. Vatican proposes dramatic shift in attitude towards homosexuals. Same couples. Don't tell me I didn't tell you, friends, because I told you. Can't say anything more about it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymediaradio.com. They're linked together now. Folks, you can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, really quick, just a quick heads up, especially all you Catholics out there. I don't understand what the Catholics don't understand when it comes to what's going on with the Pope, the vicar. Talking about revelation, I mean, there's so many different aspects of Scripture. I can say that you can see that the Catholic Church has left long ago. And for the masses and the millions of people across the world to, you know, go off what he says as if he is, you know, the mediator between you and God. Folks, you have to read your Bible. There's one name under heaven whereby men might be saved, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I can personally go to him on my own by the Holy Ghost. I don't need a man to do that for me. But can we not see, all you Catholics out there, can we not see that he is nothing more than a political pawn for what's taking place here, not only just in the United States, but also in the world? I mean, how many times have these guys and these popes shifted from the Word of God? And yet the masses, for some reason, they just fall right into line as to what he says, how he says it. And, you know, so all he has to say is jump. And most people in the Catholic Church will say, how high do you want us to jump? I mean, this is shameful stuff, friends. It really is. But we got the Vatican proposing a dramatic shift in attitude towards gays, saying concerning the same-sex couples, friends. Even talking about how the Pope said, I didn't, gifts and qualities to offer by the homosexuals. And, of course, friends, you know, the state-run media is right there to blow this in the wind. And isn't it interesting how they're all globally working together? I mean, we got the Vatican calling for a new world order. We got, you know, we got the Chinese calling for a new world order. We got the Russians calling for a new world order. And right in the center of all this and right behind all of this, you know, the Pope just keeps leading the people right along to the spirit of the world, to the spirit of Antichrist, and for some reason they're just all willing, hands up in the air, all willing to just go ahead and subject themselves to whatever they say. Again, friends, you might want to read the Word of God, because what I'm seeing here is just completely off base in every sense of the word, and it is unscripturally, based in what they're bringing forth right now. And again, there's just no getting around what's happening. I mean, folks, they're all calling for a new world order. And when you look in the book of Revelations, you can see as to how this is going to come together. There's going to be 10 kings, and they have to bring them together. But what's interesting is once they get their way, then they begin to kill each other off in the process, because one wants to be the chief, because they say, well, there can't be 10 chiefs, there can't be 9, there can't be 8, there can't be 7. No, go all the way down to 2. You can't have 2 chiefs neither, because one wants to be God. And really what this comes down to is they all want to be God.
Yeah, and where do people err? People err when they go away from the Word of God. They can say, well, my pastor says this, or the Pope says this, or whatever. It doesn't matter who says what on this earth. The only thing that's absolute truth and that matters that you align yourself to is the Word of God. If the Pope says something against the Word of God,
then
we believe
Pope is wrong.
The Pope is wrong. We believe the Word of God. That is God ordained, how He gave us the Holy Scriptures. That is what we are to follow, and no man. You cannot stand before God and say, Lord, well, the Pope said this and my pastor said this. You know,
it's
Jesus
ridiculous.
Is going to look at you and say, what did I say?
That's right.
What did my word say?
It was actually Jesus that said, unless your righteousness exceeds
That's right.
the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, He said, you'll have no inheritance with me. Let's go over to 1 Timothy 4 really quick, folks. This is not our topic. Just wanted to highlight this really quick. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. And then they go on and on and on. Scripture just begins to highlight the departing from Scripture and what they'll do and how they'll do it. There's really nothing new under the sun. But again, America, you're too young to die. So get back to the Word of God and read it for what it says, rather than having someone interpret it for you. If you're complaining about government interpreting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights from the base or the premise of common sense, then it goes to Scripture. Because if you go back to Scripture, it was Jesus that said that a child is the model of heaven. So in other words, if a child can understand, surely you can. That's really where we're at today. But again, friends, you know what? We follow Christ. We're to imitate Him, 1 Corinthians 11:1. We're not to follow a man in any sense of the word. We're not to follow a priest. We're not to follow a pastor. We're to follow Christ. As a matter of fact, Paul said, I subject myself to no man's power. And if you look at what Jesus said, it was at the end of John 2, right before chapter break on chapter 3 there, you can see that Jesus didn't he didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. Man is fallible. Christ is not. And we need to also keep in mind that we follow the author and the finisher of our faith, not the perverter of our faith. So let's just keep that in mind as to the days ahead and what we're up against, friends. We need to keep our feet upon the rock. And by the way, to the Catholic Church, when the Lord said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, He was talking about revelation. He wasn't talking about anything in the natural. What was the manifestation of the Spirit was brought to the natural. But it's the revelation that Christ bestows upon us by the Father. That's the rock of Christ. And let me tell you what, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And if you don't believe me, Catholic Church, why don't you talk to Martin Luther real quick?
That's right. And even going back to the signer of our Declaration of Independence, going back to, because this is a moral issue. It's a right and wrong issue. Even for the foundations of America, what was the premise for us to have freedom, for us to keep our freedom, was to be a moral and a religious people with our feet firmly planted upon the rock of Jesus Christ. Benjamin Franklin said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt, we're seeing corruption all around us, and vicious, they have more need of masters. Whereas true religion and good morals are the only solid foundations of public liberty and happiness, it is hereby earnestly recommended to the several states to take the most effectual measures for the encouragement thereof.
Amen.
That's
we're
our
come
foundation.
Right back. You know what? I want to talk about that for a real quick moment. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. Any of you Catholics out there want to dispute common sense, give us a call. Thanks. Be right back.
Hi, it's Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We were talking about during the first segment how the Vatican is proposing dramatic shift in attitude towards homosexuals and same-sex couples. So now they're beginning to advocate, which God condemns. Now, why would they do that? Now, what's also interesting, you know, how many times have these individuals, namely in the Catholic Church, not that the Evangelical Church isn't as guilty as hell, as well as the Catholic Church is concerning the pedophilia, but isn't it interesting that the Catholic Church has paid off how many victims of pedophilia concerning pedophiles, homosexual acts against children in the church, yet now they're actually condoning homosexual activity? The Pope said that there's gifts and qualities to offer by the homosexuals. While the text did not signal any change in the church's condemnation of homosexual acts or opposition to gay marriage, homosexual marriage, it used a language that was less judgmental and more compassionate than past Vatican statements under previous popes. No, really what they're trying to do is they're trying to condition you to accept it. That's all they're trying to do. See, soft judges produce hardened criminals. See, they're soft judges. And what are they doing? They're actually advocating the crimes of those that they're not condemning. And that's the whole purpose, folks, of the church. What is the church supposed to dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt? Is the church supposed to lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt that God gave? Isn't that the whole purpose of a priest, a pastor, and the such, a preacher? Of course it is. They're to preach from the housetops. They're to preach what they see in darkness and hear in darkness. They're to preach from the housetops, and they're to preach the light that exposes and reproves darkness, not fraternizes with darkness. Did Christ fraternize with sin when he died on the cross? I speak as a man. Of course not. He condemned it. The prince of the power of the air was judged through the cross of Calvary. Is that not right? Yes, it is. I mean, let's take that to the natural. Can you imagine some of our veterans going overseas in the 40s and all of a sudden becoming buddy-buddy with Adolf Hitler and his boys? What would you have thought of that? You'd have thought that's a traitor, wouldn't you? Well, that's exactly what you're seeing in the church today. They're departing from Christ crucified. They're departing from the Christ that has been crucified for the sins of the world. That is the propitiation of the sins of the world. The blood that was shed upon the cross. That is to be the propitiation of the sins of the world. They're departing from the cross. And when you do that, all of a sudden what you do is you begin to make way for the spirit of Antichrist. Read 1 John 2. Okay? In something that you were just talking about a minute ago, Stephanie, and I just thought it was provocative. And it's worthy to be
addressed,
reiterated
again, yeah.
And addressed, yes. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that there's so many denominations, because I want to make sure that some of the Catholics out there are not saying, well, brother, why are you ripping on us, man? I'm not ripping on you. I'm correcting error. It's not my job, friends. It's not my job to be buddy-buddy with your sin. My job is to unite you to the cross of Christ so you can know Christ. And the only way that you're going to do that is if I preach the law. And when I preach the law of God, it shows you your sin, and it shows you your need of a Savior that shed his blood on the cross from that sin to be a propitiation again, or an expiation of it. Okay? But going on, isn't it interesting we have so many denominations? You know, yet Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You know, we have the Wesleyans, we have the Catholics, we have the Lutherans, we have the Faithers, we have the Baptists. I can go on and on and on and on. See, what happens is man gets off on some man's theology, and because he likes it and it fits his lifestyle a little bit better than the other one does, mm-hmm. he goes with that denomination. So he'll call himself a Methodist, for example.
Right.
Or he'll call himself a Lutheran, for example. But you know what was interesting about the John Wesleys and the Martin Luthers and all these other all these other men that actually, well, what fell to their lot was denominationalism. So, like, for example, John Wesley, well, he's a Methodist. So there's a Methodist church, men like John Wesley, so they begin to follow him. Well, then there's Lutheran. And where did that come from? Martin Luther. And what happened is all of a sudden, well, men liked his doctrine better than they liked the other doctrine. Why don't we just stick to Christ and we're not going to have all this yeah. schism in the body or this division in the body? And I want to bring you right to Scripture right away, because what was interesting about these great men of God is they all followed Christ. Mm-hmm. Men are the one that got caught up in theology. And this is why it's so dangerous to follow men. We are to follow Christ. Okay, we got John Calvin, you got Calvinists. I mean, again, we can go on and on and on and on. We need to stick to the Word of God. Going to 1 Corinthians, Paul said in verse 13, he said, verse 12, I'm sorry. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas, and I of Christ. Paul said, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? He said, I thank God I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Isn't it interesting? The first thing that he points his finger to was the cross of Christ. And that they were not to find their faith in the wisdom of men's words. They're not to follow man. They're to find their faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So how did the Spirit of Christ manifest himself through it? Was it through Paul? Was it through Peter? Was it through, you know, John Wesley? Was it through Martin Luther? No. They're all following the Christ. He's showing you the stupidity of man. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish is foolishness. Remember what Mark Twain said, just interjecting this thought. He said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the scriptures that I do know that I have a problem with it. And see, therein makes entrance for you to follow a man. And then guess what happens out of that, friends? Then you have the creation of cults. And by the way, the word cult is not a bad word. It means culture, but you know the meaning. They get off on false doctrine. But he goes on, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For he said, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. He goes on and on and on and on, and he breaks this all down.
Yeah, I want...
No, just wait a second. He breaks down man's doctrine, which make what? God's commandments null and void. He goes at the very end of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So God tears down man's theology. God tears down all of the doctrines of man, and he brings it right back to who? None other than Christ.
Right.
And so why is it that man gets caught up in denomination and churches split because of denomination? I can always tell you, it's always an issue of obedience to the cross of Christ. And if it's outside of that, you're following a cult and you need to get away from it.
Yeah, and it reminds me, too, of the fact of, you know, the second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That means you don't bow down to idols, but it also means that you don't create a god to suit your sin. And when you were talking, it's almost like I was thinking about the fact that people create, there's certain denominations. You've got the Wesleyans, like you mentioned, all these different denominations. It's a god that you feel comfortable with.
Yep.
Well, I feel comfortable with the Lutheran church, or I feel comfortable in the Catholic church, you know, because I just, it's not too much, it's not too long of a service, and I like God packaged that way. I don't feel comfortable in the Pentecostal because they lift their hands and they're just kind of weirdos. I don't really feel comfortable with the faithers because, you know, that's just a little too much faith and it's all about prosperity. When you go back and forth and you're looking at all these different religions and these quote-unquote denominations, it's like people pick and choosing, creating a God that they like that suits themselves. And you're taking that second commandment about, you know,
that's exactly what they'll say to you.
Yeah, and you take the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Well, that also means, you know, you don't bow down to idols, but you don't create a god to suit your sin. Well, what you're doing is when you're picking and choosing, not from the word of God, but from a man who set something up that you just like because it's comfortable for you, you're saying, well, this is the kind of God I like. I like the kind of God that I see here in the Lutherans or the Wesleyans or whatever because I feel comfortable with it. You have to go back and say, what's the word of God say? God's not there to make you feel comfortable in your sin. He's there to make you feel very uncomfortable and convict you in your sin to bring you to the cross of Christ.
And that is the purpose of a preacher, is to slay men's sin. And by the way, if you want to unite to Christ, then depart from sin. And sadly enough, friends, across the globe, most people don't even know what sin is. And, you know, when you actually study it out in 1 John 3:4, you'll find out that it's the transgression of God's moral law. So what do you see these cults evade? Avoid. What do you see them eradicate? What do you see them, through omission, never talk about?
The law of God.
The law of God. Why? Yep. Because the law of God always exposes them for what they really are. And that's, we know that they're heretical. And this is exactly what we're seeing. We see a different version of this Bible. We see a different version of that Bible. Mm-hmm. We see a different version of that one and this one and that one and the other one. Well, I mean, to the point, what's always, without fail, removed is always the cross of Jesus Christ, in obedience to Christ, to be found in what? Holiness that only Christ by the Holy Ghost can give unto you. We're going to stay this topic because it gets more interesting. I'm just getting some stuff dropping on me right now. But I want to come back, and I want you to understand, folks, that Christ was radical. And I also want you to understand that people that disobeyed Jesus Christ, he was a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient whereunto also they were appointed. We're going to come right back after this break.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do,
Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're just talking about how when men follow men, you have schism, you have division in the body, because man prefers man's doctrine, which makes null and void God's commandments. Mark 7, read that when you get a minute. But interestingly enough, when you follow the Christ, you're going to understand who he is, because the very gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. You're unified in Christ through the cross, not outside of the cross. But what we're seeing today is a bunch of crossless preachers and priests telling you now to accept the new thing that the world has been pushing down your throats, regardless if you like it or not. Let me give you an example really quick. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the first thing, the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. Okay? The lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now listen carefully, okay? To those that pull away God's moral law to drive you to the foot of the cross, they are the ones that are in accordance with the spirit of the world and the spirit of Antichrist. I go on. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard this, that the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Okay? And it says in Scripture right there in verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. They would have stuck to the word. But they went out that they may be made manifest that they were not all of us. Okay? And that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing this constant shift from the church to the things of the world, to the spirit of the world. And folks, it's a spirit of Antichrist. It really is. Now, let me take that and just kind of correlate this whole thing together the best that I can with the help of the Holy Ghost. It's interesting how men like to tone down who Christ is. They like to tone down the prophets. They like to tone down the apostles. Here, for example, let me say it this way. When you go to 1 Peter 2:8, it says this in the King James Version: Jesus Christ is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. So those that are disobedient to the common sense definitions of the translations concerning the Bible, it's that easy to understand, friends, it really is, they stumble at the word. And Jesus is a rock of offense to them. Why? Because they stand contrary to the word. Okay? And just like Stephanie said during the last segment, they're trying to create a God that looks just like them. Now, what's interesting, let me take that over to the natural, because John Wesley, the great prophet preacher back in England of the day in the 1700s, you know, did you know that the Wesleyans didn't like his rugged look? They didn't like his death mask.
Yeah.
So what they wanted to do is they found an artist to actually tone down the way that John Wesley looked.
Because he looked like he had been through just too much turmoil for them.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they wanted him to tone it down.
Yep.
So again, he can look just like us. And what was the spirit of the day? Well, they toned him down. If you look and you contrast the pictures with the modern version of John Wesley to who John Wesley really was and what he really looked like, the contrast is it's incredible, friends. And what's interesting as well, he looks very effeminate.
Yeah, he looks.
The modern version is very effeminate, so that tells you the spirit of the world during that time. Again, nothing has changed. He was very effeminate looking, when in fact nothing could be further than the truth. Let me take you again over to, well, let's go to Jesus Christ really quick. When you go into a church or you see a picture of Jesus, for the most part, friends, how does he look? He looks effeminate. Does he look like the lion of the tribe of Judah to you?
Or really weird, almost sick, like, ish.
And that's purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you look at these pictures of Christ and you're like, oh, that just looks morbid. He looks like a weirdo. You know, it gives you kind of an eerie feeling.
I mean, if you've seen a guy like that walking down the street, it's like, dude, something, get your kids away from that joker, right?
Right.
So really what that comes down to is what they approved of as to the spirit that was in them. So that was and is the spirit of those that actually accept a visual like that. I'm speaking in the natural so you understand the spiritual. Let me go to another guy. His name was Martin Luther King Jr. Interestingly enough, hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King, staying on my same point here, friends, he said of the people that change who Martin Luther King Jr. is, he said, I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King and the millennium, there's this year by year softening down of his image like he wasn't radical. You had to have a radical viewpoint just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to a physical level if need be.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what I said, friends?
Yeah.
He noticed this. This is a carnal dude. But yet, you know, here, let me say this. Do you realize that when young people go in the church and they see Jesus on the cross, number one, he's not on the cross anymore. He sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And number two, when you look at 99% of the pictures you see of Jesus, they are about as effeminate and backwards and, as you said, distorted as they possibly can be. Why? Because, again, the enemy wants you to believe that that's what the Christ looks like, so you'll be offended as to say within yourself, how could I ever serve anybody that looks like that?
You know, as a matter of fact, we have a picture of Christ on the cross hanging up in our home, and it is the best picture that I have ever seen of Christ hanging on the cross, which is why we have it. But it shows Christ, you know, he was marred more than any other man. And it's interesting even, too, to kind of just take this another level even farther. But if you look at, for example, Bible shows and you have, you know, cartoons of Jesus and so on and so forth, whenever you see him dying on the cross, you hardly ever see any blood. That's like not even in the equation. You know, he was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgressions. And it's even so that when you're showing children what Christ did for us, that you're not even showing the extent of truly what he is and what he did. And going back to these pictures of Christ, it's so hard to find one that's even close that once you get a handle on it, it's like, wow. In fact, we did this picture on the front of one of our praise and worship albums that we did for Junkyard Prophet. And it's just amazing how people try to tone and twist Christ down. And even some of the pictures where he almost looks sick and sickly, you know.
Yeah.
But we have to look and say, listen,
like
what,
a pale little pansy.
What does the Bible say about the Lord? It says, you, O Lord, are a man of war. A fire goeth before him and burns up his enemies round about. You know, his feet are like like on too fine brass as if they burn in the furnace. His voice is as the sound of many waters. His countenance is as the sun. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book and send it unto the seven churches. John from Patmos said, I turned to see the voice of him that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one unto like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were like white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the
sun.
The sun shineth in his strength.
Amen.
And he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have, I'm saying this, John from Patmos said, I am the first and the last. He said, and have the keys of hell and death. And then he said, write these things down.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a far cry from what we see today.
Yeah, it is.
But again, we see this continuous capitulating in the face of the spirit of the world because of the powerless professed church in so many different denominations. What they have to do is they have to appeal to the world. So guess what again they do? They actually become the world, and then they try through worldly methods to win them over to Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, then the next thing we have is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is nowhere in Scripture, friends.
That's right. And I want to go up.
But he does love you through a demonstration of the cross. I wanted to make one more point.
Okay.
Going back to MLK really quick, and, you know, we gave you a quote from one of those that noticed, a heathen, not a Christian dude, not a, you know, a spiritual man or a spiritual woman, but a carnal man actually identified how they keep trying to tone down MLK's look and his countenance and his person. Well, here is the guy that stood right next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he was in the civil rights movement, right alongside of him. And this is what he said of Martin Luther King Jr. after he was shot and killed, I guess for being that little effeminate pansy that the world wants to make him out to be. Completely the opposite is true, again, friends. But Andrew Young said this. He said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, the Christian religion, well, the symbol of that religion is a cross. He said, you're reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil. And that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death. What a wise man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What a wise man.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Because what is the symbol of Christianity? It is the cross. The cross is the very essence and heart of the gospel. But yet, professed Christians seek everything they can do to get away from the cross.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nobody likes the cross.
They want to be saved. They want to be saved in the afterlife, but they don't want to live for him. It's like they want their salvation. They want their fire insurance, but they don't want to live unto him who died for them.
Right.
And see, that's what they don't understand. That's what they've been blinded from.
And that's the thing is Christ hasn't changed. The people have changed in how they have interpreted the gospel and the Bible according to how they want it to be rather than what it is.
Out of the very pith and marrow of the heart of the gospel.
Right, exactly.
Right, which is Christ crucified.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at that and you see, well, the cross is there in the heart of the gospel is the cross. The heart of Christianity is the cross. And yet we don't preach the cross. We don't tell people to deny themselves, pick up their cross
and
follow him.
There's no more contending.
Right.
There's only a subjecting of oneself now to the Spirit of the world. Yet when I was reading 1 John earlier, it's interesting that the Bible says that you young man, it says, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one. See, what's missing is the word of God in men. So
that's
in other
right.
words, they succumb rather than
overcome.
And what overcomes the world? Even our faith. We'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Take it. You know what's interesting about all of this? It's interesting that Christ was establishing heaven's righteousness upon the earth and the Pharisees didn't want it.
Right.
Okay. And how many times did the Lord tell him that, hey, listen, I'm a stumbling block to you. I'm the head of the corner. You don't understand who I am. You say you have the love of God in me, in you, yet you want to kill me. I mean, and it's interesting that it was Jesus that said, this is my commandment, that if you love one another, know that the world hated you before it hated me. The world's completely upside down because it doesn't understand who the Holy Ghost is.
Right.
And how many times I've seen in the professed church, they'll all agree with what you say to them, but their lifestyles stand a complete contradiction of what the word,
right, that kind of goes,
I don't want to say requires, but commands,
right, exactly. And that kind of goes back to the bunny trail that I wanted to head off on to earlier, is the fact that when we're talking about John Wesley, for example, and you brought him up earlier, the Methodists wanted to tone down his picture, right? So when I look at the two pictures and I can visualize them in my mind, because I've seen both of them, the one of the true countenance of who he was is a weighty picture. He looks like a seasoned prophet, like he's been through hell backwards,
yeah.
Like he is a man of God, like
here,
an eagle eye, okay?
Yep.
And then when you look
just like
at,
Finney, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, like an eagle eye. So when you look at, you know, the softened down version, he looks kind of light and almost soft and gentle. And that's just how it comes across. across, right, just by the picture. And then I remember years and years ago, we did this thing for our newsletter where we showed the difference between the generals of God back in the day, such as the D.L. Moody, the Charles Spurgeon, the William Booth, the Catherine Booth of the world, in comparison to modern-day preachers, such as, you know, Joel Osteen or Joyce Meyer or any of those people, whoever you want to take your pick, okay? Yeah. But when you look at the pictures of those men and women of God from old, they look seasoned, they look hardened, they look determined, like they've been through war. And when you look at the pictures, now everyone's smiling, they look like used car salesmen, everything's happy and chipper, and how God can better your life and improve
you. And I would trust them people as far as I could throw them.
Right, and now, so the olden day preachers would listen, if you're going, endure hardness as a good soldier, if you're bearing the cross and denying yourself daily, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Now it's like, oh, something must be wrong, and we don't need to really take that so literally. It's about bettering who you are and becoming more
humanism,
more positive with yourself, and making everything brighter, and just, you know, experiencing the best of who you are.
It's about you being happy. Right. By the way, friends, do you remember just a couple weeks ago we were actually playing that piece on Victoria
Olsteen? Yeah.
And folks, it's amazing the people that tried to actually prop her up.
Yeah, think
about, you don't have to prop up the truth. The truth does that on its own. William Cullen Bryant said, "Truth crusts to the earth will rise again." But you don't have to prop up the truth. It's always going to remain.
And like this, like you said, there's no like interpreting what she says. When you're worshiping God, you're not really doing it for God.
He reiterated
you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Because God wants you to be happy. You're not doing it for Him.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, wow, ladies.
Yeah. Where's the cross? There is no cross.
Yeah.
That's why they're smiling, friends, because they're not enduring spiritual warfare. And again, let's go back to MLK really quick. This is what I wanted to say about MLK. Do you realize that MLK was actually shot and killed for establishing God's righteousness on this earth?
Right.
It was an issue of law. It wasn't a color. It wasn't an issue of color, friends. For those that know anything about the civil rights movement, it was the state-run media that kept labeling him as a civil rights leader, so on and so forth. I also want to say this. People that understand what I'm saying according to the Word and the generals of God that you were talking about, I mean, just keep in mind, John Wesley, when he was preaching, he's the guy that said to his evangelical, his students, he told them they're either going to get angry or they're going to get saved. There is no in-between.
Right.
He's the one that told them to preach 90% law, 10% grace. Why is that? Because the law drives them to the foot of the Christ where they can be justified by faith in Christ, okay? But the point was this. He understood the gospel.
Right.
He understood it's not good news until they first know their ailment and that they have a need of a Savior. And again, we've talked about that in the past. But again, what's missing today is the contending. Again, we started off the show today talking about how the Pope is now advocating the gay agenda. Folks, he is. There's just no getting around it. I don't care what their documents say. He's going to advocate it, and he's going to keep pushing it. He's calling for a new world order. He's nothing but a political figure, and people need to figure that much out. Go to the Word of God, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because when you read the Word of God, you're going to stand back and say, wait a second, that's not what I was told, and wait a second, that's not what their documentation says. Wait a second, that's not what the Word of God says. Of course it doesn't. And that's what I'm trying to get you to, is the Christ. But know that you're going to be, well, wrought upon by the things of God. And why would you be wrought upon? Because He's going to work godly repentance. The Holy Ghost comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He is a swift witness unto all manner of sin, unto judgment, to break the hard heart, to heal the broken ones. Law to grace. Law to the proud, grace to the humble, friends. And keep in mind that the law condemns, the gospel justifies to them that believe. But going back to the word contend, the word contend means to struggle or to surmount a difficulty or danger. So to get over the top of it. Okay? Isn't it interesting that real Christians are called to what?
Overcome.
Well, they're called to contend for the faith. What do you mean they're called to contend for the faith, Bradley? Well, that's exactly what Scripture says. It says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Well, that's in the book of Jude. So where's the contending? if there is no spiritual life in a man, you're not going to find any contending. So if you say to yourself, well, why isn't my preacher preaching out against the sins of the world that God commanded him to preach out against? It's because there is no Holy Ghost within him that comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They can say that they're saved all day long, but friends, where's the fruit? You know a man by his fruit. And those that, again, understand what I'm saying, listen carefully. In 1 Peter, it says this. It says, and if you call upon the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Why would I fear? He goes on, verse 18. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain, empty, worthless conversation received by tradition attached to old customs of the hypocrites of the day from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. A true patriot knows his founding documents. Why? Because out of gratitude, because he's so thankful for the price paid for what he's got now, namely freedom, and he understands the price paid to give him that freedom, guess what he's going to do? He's going to, out of gratitude, go study those foundations, and guess what he's going to magnify? The same law, those veterans that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today, he'll magnify the same laws that they did. Any true Christian will do just that. God, through Jesus Christ, was establishing righteousness, and this is the part most people overlook, not through error, not through, I didn't know. No, because again, they don't want to offend anybody. When we preach Christ crucified, you must understand the fold of what took place on the cross, that the law put the law that showed men's sins is in part why Christ was on the cross. Because again, the law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Knowing that Jesus died for the sins of the world shows you God's heart for mankind, but it also shows you God's hatred for sin on the other part. And that's the part nobody wants to pay attention to. But when we look at Christ and what he did for us on the cross, how could we not live unto him who died for us? Shame upon those that don't know the difference. Shame upon those that tolerate the next leader to establish a new doctrine, which is contrary to the scriptures in every sense of the word. What God calls an abomination, the Pope is now saying, you know what, they have special gifts. And he's starting to tone down the condemnation concerning the homosexual agenda throughout the world. Because rest assured, friends, he's now beginning to advocate it. Mark my words.
And now, it's sure that all men will die, and it is sure that all men will stand before the judgment seat. So to kind of culminate the whole entire show today about all these different Wesleyans and denominations and so on and so forth, or the Pope, or your pastor, or whatever.
I want to say one more thing about the Pope. It's also interesting to note, speaking of pedophilia, and how they're beginning to advocate and tone down the condemnation of homosexuals through the Catholic Church. It's also interesting to note that when those crimes were committed against the children in the thousands across the globe by the Catholic Church concerning pedophilia, it's interesting they also tried to hide the crimes.
Right.
Why would they? That's exactly right.
Rather than condemn it, they try to pay out.
They're not hiding them anymore, friends. They're coming out in the light of day, and they're simply saying with a smile on their face, let's just accept them. Really, because what it comes down to is because there's a lot of us in here.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I want to say that for those of you that know, obviously, the statistic is 10 out of 10 will die. It is assured that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. You will stand before God by yourself. So having that knowledge that no one else is going to be standing before God with you, not your pastor, not the Pope, not your friends, not anybody, wouldn't you owe it to yourself to be absolutely sure as to what the Word of God says? Just drown out of your mind anything that you've ever been told from someone or things that you question. Go to the Word of God and be sure. Common sense would say, listen, if I don't know, I'm going to find out, because the gospel truth is in the Word of God, and you can't go wrong when you nail yourself to that Word of God.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1 John 3:18, we'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.